We're in 15, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
It's open.
Last time we spoke. Anyone know where we're up to?
Tetzvav.
I know we're in Tetzvav. Thank you, Mati. Do you know where in Tetzvav?
We did about, like, Beinonim.
Oh, we spoke.
That for them.
I think it's like this. I think we have to v'chein mishen amasmin b'limud b'tiva rak sheyargil atzma l'lumoid b'asmal g'dayla. Spoke about habit. Spoke about there's two different types of people that are not serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We said there's two different types of Beinonim. There's a tzaddik and a rasha, and there's an avodoy ve'enu avodoy. Tzaddik and a rasha, an avodoy and enu. Let's move this out of the way. So much space for the oil. And we're good to go, folks. So what we were talking about was, and there's a pasuk. The pasuk mentions in Malachi, "V'shavtem u'isem bein tzadik l'rasha bein oyved alkim l'asher lo yavodai." There's four people. There's a tzaddik, there's a rasha, there's a oyved alkim, and eino avodai. A tzaddik, we know what a tzaddik is. What's a tzaddik?
Gomor.
Tzaddik gomor is what the Baal HaTanya speaks about a tzaddik. Hoich, hoich, it's beyond our asoka. A rasha, we know what a rasha is. Someone that gives into his yetzahar. There's two different types of beinonim. There's a beinonim that's oyved alkim, asher lo yavodai. There's one that serves Hashem. What does it mean to serve Hashem? We explain it means getting out of your comfort zone. And there's two types of Beinonim that are in their comfort zone. One of them who just does what he does naturally. There's some people naturally don't have taivas. There's some people naturally enjoy to learn. They're bookworms. They'd either read encyclopedias or they read Gemara. So he's learning Gemara. Shkoyach. It's not like he's not getting out of his comfort zone, b'chla. And then there's a person who, maybe it's not in his natural, but he's already made it into second nature. There's certain people, they're already in, they're in autopilot. And maybe it's a habit that they've created. Those people are not serving Hashem. Serving Hashem is getting out of your comfort zone. And a person has to always be working to get out of his comfort zone, and it could be that it's constantly changing. You're constantly pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Ubeze yuvan, that's what we're up to. Masha amru begamar. You see what that is? Anyone see what that is? Ubeze yuvan, page chaf aleph. Masha amru begamar. De oyved elukim haynu mi shishayne pirkor meya pamin ve'echod. You see what that is? Anyone got it?
Third
way down, two-thirds of the way down, on Chaf Aleph. Ubeze yuvan. You got that? You got it?
In the process.
What do I look
first,
like? You're
looking
at suicide.
First row
of
line.
Page
before.
It's page before, I think. Here it is. Ubeze yuvan, somewhere down here. Ubeze yuvan. Masha'amr b'gemara, d'ayved elokim. What does it mean, someone who's serving Hashem? Hainu mi sheshoyne pirko mea pamen ve'echad. He learned 101 times. V'lo yavodai, someone's not serving Hashem. Hainu mi sheshoyne pirko mea pamen levad. Isn't that depressing? You learn 100 times and you're called not serving Hashem. It's like, wow.
But what if it's this 101 times person is easy for him? He's an encyclopedia guy. He's a book.
So we're gonna see. We'll see. It's good. We'll see. Hainu. He's saying it at the Hezbollah. Mishum shebi yomehem in their days. Haya hariginos lishnois kol perak meyapam. That was considered regular. 100 times. Kidisa hasan begemara. Mashal mishuk shel chamorim. Take a look when people hire donkey drivers. Sheniskarm leeser parsi bezuzo. You drive 10 miles, you get a zuz. Achadasar parsi, 11 miles, trey zuzi. Mipnei shay yoyse mirigulusam. 10 miles is usually their limit. You go over the limit, you pay something called. What do we call it when you pay someone? Overtime. That's what I mean. You pay overtime is you pay double, right? You're familiar with that idea? You would pay someone, you go over, there's 9 to 5. Once you go past 9 to 5, you're paying overtime. So, The point is that you see chamor, 10 parsi is normal. That's the limit. That's the mileage. You go over that, you're going to pay extra. Double. Why? Because anything that a person's used to doing is like no big deal. It's not a big deal. Once you push me out of my comfort zone now, it's like that's when it gets hard. So what does it mean serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu 101 times? 100 times is, that's normal. Psalavechik, he was having a little different, similar type of idea. He was saying 100 times is within the misgeret of Tevaki. Like 101 is like out. You're like out. The point is, it's the same, basic same idea. That a person serves Hashem when he's doing 101 times, because now he's not doing just he's not doing the regular, he's not doing the norm, he's not doing what's natural. And it's just a mushel, as Baruch is pointing out, for every one of us. Some of us, it's 10 times is out of the comfort zone. Some of us, it's 4 times is out of the comfort zone. The point is, out of your comfort zone, more than what you usually do, pushing yourself a little bit, a tefach hecher. A tefach is what the Rebbe used to say, the Babich Rebbe, a tefach hecher. Which means put yourself a little bit higher. That was the Rebbe, and some people misunderstood a little what the Rebbe was saying. But every person wanted to push him a little higher. It means that, like, you know, light Shabbos candles. For some people, it was just like Shabbos candles Friday night. You don't keep Shabbos. Don't keep Shabbos. Just like Shabbos candles. They never lit Shabbos candles before. So that's getting them out of their comfort zone. And that little bit, some people, okay, eat Friday night Suda. Make a Friday night Shabbos Suda. Afterwards, you can go to the movies, you can go watch television, do it. All your Mishagasin. Make a Friday night Shabbos Suda. For some people, and every person, it's in his madriga, a tefach hecher. That means I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone. Then that's your avodas Hashem. Every person has to know just a little bit more, and that's what he's saying. That's the person who's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people are just staying, you know, they're just coasting, and it could be that person is doing so much Yiddishkeit, but he's coasting. You got another guy who's doing barely anything. He's not coasting. So, and he's Eved Hashem. The other one's not. That's more when they're used to doing. He brings from the Shlach Kodesh, the Kodesh V'Hachochma, Me'ayin Timotze, Me'ayin, he brings on the bottom, Me'ayin is Gematria 101, Chochma, Me'ayin Timotze, 101. Yeah. V'chein, Zois HaPam, Hamea V'Achas, HaYisera Ala Regilos, that time, the 101, which is more than regular, Shehur Gold Minaruv, that he was taught when he was younger, Shkula Keneged Kulam, that's more than everything else. V'oila al gabeim b'yeser se'es b'yeser ois. Lios nikra oved alekim. That one time is more than all the other 100 times. Because that's the one time which was beyond. That was the extra mile. Going the extra mile. He brings on the bottom. It says, the Gemara says in Brachas, lo'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzahara. What does it mean, yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzahara? He says the pshat is you have to push yourself a little bit further. That's what it means. Like we're talking about. Tamid yoyser meher geloi. Always a little bit more than what you were doing. We're talking about a person always being in a growth mode. So you can't never really stay where you are. Lo salo b'mal lo sal mizbechi. Right? It's Yedua, the Bali Musa said that there's a ramp going up to the mizbeach. Because a ramp, you always have to be moving. A little bit. Small steps. You don't have to jump from the bottom to the top. But constantly taking small steps, moving step by step, inch by inch, life's a cinch. Inch by inch, constantly moving out of your... Lo'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzahara. Mepnei, shekedei l'shanos teva haregilos. Now he says something which I think is very, very insightful. How does a person break out of his habits? How do you form new habits? Certain things are just so... they're so ingrained in you. It's so much a part of you. It's an amazing book, by the way, in which I strongly suggest if anyone spends time in the bathroom. It's called The Power of Habit. You ever read it?
I still haven't read this book.
Which one do you have?
The Power of Habit. I think you guys read it.
Hey, it's a great book. Did you read it?
Yeah, I'm a slow reader, but I'm going
to. Oh, wow, it's such a great book.
Yeah.
It talks about the power of habit. It talks about how people have trained themselves. There's someone who like has lost his memory. You read that part of it?
I read the Febreze part and Starbucks part.
I don't remember. I haven't read it many. He lost his memory. He couldn't remember anything, but he everything that he had a habit, he was able to do, and he was able to like do all these things which were just ingrained in him because that was his habit, and it's almost like you're on cruise control. You're not even thinking. So if a person has that. Shmuley? Hi, I'm doing a Tanya. I have a few boys here. I wanted to include you in the shir. You're... Okay, great. So I'm putting you on speakerphone.
Too long, boss. I think I'm going to go.
Okay, you're on speakerphone right now, okay? It's we almost finished anyway. So
hi, everybody.
Shmuley, listen. Okay, so what we're talking about over here is how does a person break out of habits? We're talking about the power of habit. There's a book, but I think his name is Do It. But the power of habit, if you want to borrow it, get it from Avi Zellinger, only if you're spending extra time in the bathroom. In order to change the teva of habit, you have to invoke, you have to inspire. That's a cerebral. Cerebral means using your brain, using your mind. Misboinein is thinking about things. Gedulas Hashem, think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lishloit al hateva shebechalal hasmali hamolei leiv dam hanefesh, and you that will control that mind that's in your that thought in your mind will be able to be shoilet on the teva that's in the chalal hasmali. The heart has two different sides. Chalal hasmali is malei dam, and that's the Eitzahara. Went through this earlier in Tanya. That's where the nature comes from. That is a pure avoida for people of Benu. Oi, another process. There's two choices. The first one is lehisboinein begadlus Hashem b'moiche. Oi, le'oir es ahava hamusteres shebeliboy. The other one is to be ma'oir the ahava that he has in his heart. One is emotional and the other one is physical. Can I just take that out? Is that okay? One is emotional, the other one is physical. The other one is intellectual. Ava musteres shebeliboy means that's the ava that he has in his heart. Lim shol al yoda al teva shebechalal asmali. V'zusha nikra gam kein avoida. Lihi lochem im ateva. V'yeitza idei me'oira ava musteres beliboy. You got two choices. One thing is... Everything's okay?
Yeah.
One thing is... You fight because I love Hashem. I love pizza. Oh, do I love pizza? But I love Hashem more. And I fight with love against love. And that's the heart against the heart. The other thing is using the mind against the heart. And that's when a person's nisboinein in the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebimoichai. And there it's like going back really more to the source is when it's not a question of just emotion against emotion, but rather it's intellect against emotion. That's the other way that a person is able to overcome. His masha'ein kein kishein lo melchama klal ein ahava zu mitzad atzma nikras avoda klal. But if he doesn't have any melchama, there's no melchama at all, then it's not nikras avoda klal. It's like it's easy for me. Some people have an easy time getting up in the morning. Some people have a hard time getting up in the morning. You get an easy time giving the morning. It's like big whoop. So you got up. Because you got up. You don't have a hard time getting up. Some people like to sleep. Or some people have a hard time getting up. For them, it's an avoida if they get up. Some people enjoy enjoy learning. Some people don't enjoy sports. And so they don't play sports. It's not a avoida. Some people, it's a melchama for them. I really want to be playing sports. And instead of in the base medrash, that's a melchama. And you can do that machama by being me'oirer, the hava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's more derech of the chasidim. Derech ha-chasidus is working with the lev. Or you can do that by being me'oirer the intellect, which is more derech of the mesnagdim, or the litvaks, of yeshiva, which is more thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being misplained in the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's more derech of limud. These are the different ways that a person can be shoylet on his machshavas. So this is what we were saying over here. This is the end of this perek. The next perek is going to speak about over here. Ha'ava nidreshes me'abenani oifen hiskarvus harosha la'avodas Hashem. Now we're going to start getting out of the benani, just for the sake of benani. We're going to talk about how does a rosha get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we spoke about in the past that Rabbi Elimelech Milezhensk wrote a sefer called Noam Elimelech. The sefer Noam Elimelech is replete with mentions of the tzaddik. It's all about the tzaddik. It's about having a connection to the tzaddik and tzaddik. The sefer Balatanya is a sefer for the Beinonim. This whole sefer we've been talking about the whole time, the Beinonim. We're going to get a little mention of Rush, is going to get honorable mention here. But so. And then there's the sefer of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, I mean, Likutei Maran, which is all about the Rasha. It's doing tshuva and, like, you know, how Rasha shouldn't give up, Ein Shum Yish Ba'ilam Klal. Those are the three different, like, Svarim and Chasidus. Every person has to know which sefer, you know, is one that he should be learning the most, right? The Loim Elimach is about the Tzaddik, the Baal Tanya is about the Beinoni, and the Likutei Maran is all about the Rasha. But we're going to give a little mention over here also to Oifen Hiskaravus HaRosha L'Avodis Hashem, how to bring a Rosha closer to Avodis Hashem, through the Avoida of the Beinoni, who's going to be able to connect perhaps with the Rosha, understand him a little bit. That's going to be Perek Tezayim. But we spoke about over here, just to Sikum, is we were speaking about in this Perek, that there's two different types of Beinoni. There's a Beinoni that, again, a Beinoni means someone that is doing the right thing, but one person doing the right thing just because he's going with the flow. He goes with the flow. That's someone who's not serving Hashem. A tzaddik is called Eved Hashem. He already served Hashem. He already broke his nature. And now a tzaddik also doesn't necessarily have a struggle. So what is a tzaddik living in this world for?
Other people to help.
For us, to help us, to inspire us.
A tzaddik gets used to life.
Yeah, when you're talking about the tzaddik that the Baal Tanya is talking about, he has no yitzhahara. There's no Yitzhar. So what's he here for? No Yitzhar. He's here for us, like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meshech Chochma says he's here for us.
How exactly do you use Avos Hashem to affect your teva of Ava for habits that you have?
Because if a person can, because the person has a bigger Ava for Hashem, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'Chavos Es Ahava. I love Hashem so much. I love Hashem more than I love pizza.
Is that what contradict pizza or pizza?
It'll overwhelm it. You'll win the war. It won't negate it. You'll stay a Beinoni. He'll stay a Beinoni. A Beinoni means I'm fighting. But the fact is, I love Hashem more than I love pizza.
How can they coexist with each other? Like both have avos Hashem and avos of pizza, let's say. Why will it overwhelm it?
Because one's stronger than the other. They're going to have a conflict. Because the pizza is going to take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you understand Klipas Noiga and all the different things we spoke about, Taivas, right? If a person's supposed to only Ki'ilu reserve all of his hergeshim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you have to choose. Right? A person has to make a choice in his life. Want to be married to this, want to be married to that. So we want to be married to Hashem. That's the greatest ahava. So that ahava will overcome other ahavas. Or we could be cerebral and realize that, you know, that the taivas are all nothing and all this and that. It's a different way of going at the Yetzirah and trying to negate the Yetzirah. Beis Hashem, we are going to continue more. I'm sorry it's a little shorter than usual this week, but that's just the way life is. We'll continue more at Beis Hashem.
So I have to do an extra 5 minutes.
When?
I have to push it, like, an extra hour.